let's learn God's wisdom about handling money with joy. First, I think godly givers are cheerful givers because they can be encouraged by their positive example to others. Notice in verse 1, Paul says, "Concerning this ministry to the saints, it's unnecessary for me to write to you, for I know your eagerness, and I boasted about you to the Macedonians. Achaia," meaning Corinthians, "have been ready since last year, and your zeal has stirred up most of them." Now, the backstory here is that when Paul was here about a year ago, he told the Christians in Corinth about the need of the Christians in Jerusalem and Judea, and immediately they made commitments. They said, "We are in, we want to bless them, we want God to use us." Then Paul goes to Macedonia, kind of north of Corinth, places like churches like Philippi, and he shares with them the story of how the Corinthian church responded to the need in Jerusalem. And the people in Macedonia are like, "Hey, we're in. We want to be a part of that. That's great." They want to honor God, and so they do. And now the Macedonians have given, but a year has passed, and the Corinthians actually have yet to take up their offering. And so Paul writes in verse 3, "I'm sending the brothers so that our boasting about you in this matter would not prove empty, and so that you'll be ready just as I said." Paul used the Corinthians' example to encourage the Macedonians, and now God's using the Macedonians' example to encourage the Corinthians to finish the work God has for them. That's how the church works. Iron sharpens iron. Hebrews chapter 10, 24 says, "Let us consider one another in order to provoke love and good works." Joyful people in the church don't just go to small group for themselves. They consider others and how they can help them in love and good works. And Christian people don't just serve for themselves. It's so that they can encourage others by their example. And we don't just give for ourselves or even for God. We give to encourage others. Who can you think of as positive Christian examples that have encouraged you to give? I wonder if the disciples thought about that widow, the account that we find in Luke chapter 21. In my mind's eye, I imagine it kind of goes like this. When people would go to the temple and give their offerings, the offerings were given in some metal container, and they would bring coins. And so if rich people came, there would be lots of sound, you know, like rapid fire of, you know, gun or something, like all this money going in. And people would go, "Oh, there's a really generous person." But one day there was this woman who came, who was a widow. She's poor. She had just 2 lepta, tiny, less than a penny is what they were worth. And when she gives, all people here are clink, clink. And Jesus says, "Do you hear that? That's generosity." Because everybody else, out of their abundance, gave some. But she, out of her poverty, gave all that she had. Can't you imagine Peter or Paul or other disciples thinking of that woman's example when they're sacrificing everything, when they're in prison, when they don't have enough for the day, and they think, "You know what? I've not given the way that woman has, and this honors God." Who are the examples of you that you have had that have encouraged you growing up? The Russells were always an example for us. They were always people who put the kingdom first and were willing to sacrifice. The Russells helped start a church. They grew up in our church, but then started a church in their small town. But the church wasn't very old before the senior minister left, and he had abused the money, put the church in debt, and the church wasn't going to be able to pay the bills. Chap and Catherine Russell couldn't bear the thought that the church was going to get a bad reputation because they couldn't pay their bills. So Chap and Catherine took out a second mortgage on their house. I've shared this story with you before. He worked at Talon. He took out another job, worked a night job to pay off the second mortgage. Worked 2 jobs. So the church's name, so God's name would be dignified in that place. You know, we've had to sacrifice sometimes here at New Life in the last 30 years. Can I tell you the number of times I've thought, "But I've never had to take out a second mortgage on my house. I've never had to take a second job to pay the bills. And I'm encouraged by that example. God was faithful to them. He'll be faithful to us. Generosity inspires generosity. How many were inspired a couple of weeks ago when Lynn Hike stood up here and shared with you about Lazarus Motors? Lynn and her husband Dan and Mike Fricks saw the need that people have in this area. Many people, they want to work, but they can't get jobs because they don't have transportation. And so they started this nonprofit and are personally funding this nonprofit where they take in cars and get them in running order and give them to people who need them and they know will be responsible. I hear that story and I think, man, Lord, I want to be generous. I want to be creative in generosity like that. I think about Dale and Nancy Spaulding. You remember years ago, Dale wanted to come into ministry. He wanted to be able to retire sooner. Nancy wanted to be able to volunteer more. And so they sold their large house and moved into a condo, downsized their financial needs so Dale could retire early, and he came and ran our church planting ministry for years, Passion for Planting, and Nancy was able to volunteer more. I can't tell you the number of times I've thought, I've never made that kind of sacrifice. Boy, that's inspiring. I think about my parents. When I was a kid, there wasn't a youth ministry when my older siblings were in high school. And my parents basically knew if it was going to happen, they were going to have to do it. And so they got together with the Smiths, and they, as volunteers, started a youth ministry. Every Sunday night, they were leading. They were teaching. They were the ones who organized the retreats. They were the ones who took the kids to camps or to school or to place trips like, you know, Washington, D.C. or Pittsburgh. And I look at that example, and you know, that taught us as kids, the kingdom of God is worthy of every sacrifice. Who inspires you by their example to be generous? Who's encouraged by your example? We don't live for ourselves. We live to encourage others.